I want to know what you think about this, because I feel like there's such a double standard if you disagree. There's a coffee shop, and it's now featuring shirtless male baristas. 833-563-2539. I want to know, in general, how do you feel about restaurants where, I guess, skin is there to win? Because that could be like a Hooters or anything. But let me explain what they're doing with this coffee shop. After a bikini barista shop in Seattle closed, a new coffee shop employing shirtless men has taken its place. Dream Boys Espresso, with a Z, by the way, no S, Dream Boys.
Boys.
Espresso opened on September 13th and is operated by shirtless dudes. The Dream Boy stand and stand is still in a soft opening phase, so it's not officially open yet. But on Tuesday, two baristas put up a sign with the slogan "Hot guys serving hot coffee," and I guess it's getting a lot of attention. We're talking about it. The owners are planning a grand opening after the signage is complete. Now, Mackenzie, I know you like coffee. We drink that and energy drinks like crazy. How do you feel about, like, would you want to go somewhere where the baristas are shirtless?
I mean, it is what it is. Have you guys been to a, like, bikini barista place?
I have not. Only thing I've, and I was trying to think of the equivalent to this, was, like, going to a Hooters or, like, Twin Peaks where, like, boobs are on full display.
I have gone, well, I don't know if it's, like, big here so much, but when on the West Coast they had those, it was almost looked like a food truck, and there'd be a gal, and I would just feel so sorry for the girl, because it'd be, like, pouring down rain, she'd be popped out the window in a bikini, she looked, like, miserable, like, she just did not want to be there. And like, think about when you're not in the mood and you have to pop on a bikini. I get it's your job, but I was like, oh, I felt so bad for her.
Now, do you make more money though? Like, that's what I'm wondering, if you work in that kind of like a business. Like, if you work, for example, I'm thinking of females, if you work at like a Hooters or like a Twin Peaks or anything else, I'm thinking where like you kind of show off your assets. Like, do you make a little bit more money than somebody else that works at like Applebee's, for example?
Oh, I'm sure. Like, I would think, obviously you would. I don't know. Whatever, to each his or her own. I wouldn't necessarily, I'm fine with going to like my regular Starbucks to get my coffee, but I don't know.
Do you have a problem? Okay, go ahead.
I think it was funny when Hooters was kind of saying, oh, I mean, they're always like, we're such a family establishment. We're all about the families. I was just, that made me laugh so hard.
But they are. What are you talking about? You never went there with Lulu and got some wings?
No.
Why
would I take Lulu to Hooters?
Because they have good wings.
So she can aspire to work there? No thanks.
What?
No what offense if wrong? You work at Hooters.
833-563-2539. So you that's not your thing. Like, you wouldn't want to go to a place like that if we're all like, hey guys, let's grab some wings and let's go to Hooters. You're like, hard pass?
I mean, there's just so many other places to go.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, whatever. A lot of people love Hooters and they love their food. That's fine. I just think it's tacky, to be honest and perfect. I'm not hating on anyone. I just think it's tacky.
See, I just feel like it's such a double standard, because I think women would line up for days like, oh, yeah, show me those hot guys giving me that hot coffee. But then it's like, oh, dudes that go there are losers, like, because they can't get a girl.
I just think sometimes it's like you're thirsty. Like, you gotta go to a place to, like, I mean.
If you're going to Hooters, you're hungry. You're not thirsty. Come on. 833-563. 2539. Maybe you work there, you can comment on that, or just in general, if you'd actually want to go to a place.
I know, and I remember it was on a show, someone called in, their little son wanted to have his birthday party at Hooters, and like half, he was probably like 10. I mean, he was young, because he loved the fried pickles or something.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, there is a stigma, because their parents were embarrassed to put Hooters on the birthday invitation, because it's a 10-year-old, and so if there's no stigma, or it's not weird, why would you be embarrassed to say, hey, my son's having his 10-year-old birthday at Hooters.
Yeah, maybe you just put the address on there if it's that bad.
But I'm saying, if there's nothing weird about it, why would you be embarrassed?
I think you're just worried that other people, like maybe
the
parents
didn't
care.
Yeah, exactly, because it's tacky.
Because Mackenzie's going to call you out for it. She's going to be like, oh, hell no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Brittany's on the phone this morning. Brittany, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you think about, Mackenzie kind of tapped on, like, you know, saying it's a family-friendly place, but what do you think about taking the kiddos to maybe a Hooters or a Twin Peaks to get some wings?
Well, I got two teenage girls, and I don't mind taking them to Hooters, but I do have conversations with them about different jobs and different things like that.
Would it bother you if they worked, if they were like, mommy, I want to go work at Hooters?
No, I've never heard that.
I mean, would it bother you if they asked you?
No, I think that would be better than working the profession I do. I'm actually a waitress at a strip bar.
Really?
So Hooters doesn't bother me that bad.
Do you have to wear a little, like, a sexy outfit, and are you ever just...
I have to wear a red corset with a black pants or a black skirt.
Are you ever just... That's what I just felt bad for the ladies. Like, are you ever just not in the mood? Maybe you're just PMSing, or, like, you just don't... I mean, bless your heart, you have to put in a corset.
You know what? It doesn't matter who you are, male, female, whatever. everybody's always in a bad mood at some point in time.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can't be in a bad mood at the strip club. I mean, everybody's happy there.
Right? Hey, we have a 3-drink limit for waitresses, so I can have me a few shots and good to go.
Well, there you go.
Hey, we don't get to do that.
That's what we do before the show.
I mean, it's frowned upon.
That's why Mackenzie's so happy. All right, Brittany, thank you for calling
in this morning.
We appreciate it. Hey, hang on. We're going to find out what's happening with the garbage with Mackenzie coming up in a few minutes. After that, we've got group therapy. Wow, this person has got a good story. They're going to be anonymous, but stick around. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.